This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge Labs, offering you science-based data for your best crop yet. I'm Riley Smith. A strike at the East and Gulf Coast ports would impact meat exports. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
Contract negotiations between the International Longshoremen's Association and U.S. Maritime Alliance on a new labor agreement for port workers along the East and Gulf Coasts have stalled, increasing the potential for an October 1st strike. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hellstrom said that even though the majority of U.S. red meat exports flow out of the West Coast ports, a strike in the East and South would still have a significant impact on the industry.
We look at total waterborne exports of pork. About 45% of those go through the East and Gulf Coast ports. And on the beef side, about 30% of the waterborne exports. You know, that 30 might sound a little low, but it doesn't mean it's not important, because there's quite a high percentage of chilled beef that goes out, very high value chilled beef that goes out from the East Coast in particular for destinations like Europe and Middle East.
While some traffic is being redirected to the West Coast, Hellstrom said those ports could not absorb all of the shipments.
Redirecting to the West Coast is a potential very short-term solution, but it's by no means a long-term solution at all, because it's not just U.S. beef and pork. You got all sorts of commodities that use these same ports. So we're challenged to export all of our product today using all the ports. So we cannot afford a shutdown in any part of the supply chain. Here we are just a few days away from the expiration of the contract on September 30th. Most definitely, we need to get the White House or anyone else involved that can help to spur discussions to get back to the table and avoid any kind of interruption of service later this month.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.